Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Oh, man. You know, I was sitting back having a talk with my niece one time. And, well, she shared this video about Meg Thee Stallion, right? Now, she's allegedly an anime fan and, like, how people point out, like, the references that she does. And just for the fun of it, I decided to say, Meg Thee Stallion sucks! Love you, though! And she said, all that hater energy. And I'm like, I wonder if, because it's really just an opinion. But then again, a lot of people tend to get opinions and, overall hate confused all the time. But you know what, considering what kind of show I run and it's that time of the week again, let's go on ahead and dive into it. Welcome to the J-Mat Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to the J-Man Show for episode 345, and I am your host, J-Man, of course. And, oh my god. I love being back, y'all. I love doing this series and being here for you guys every week. I do want to give a little bit of an apology for not being here on Wednesday. I was busy working on show number 4. Like I said, I'm making sure all of the 8 shows are back in play. And like right now, it's just been a very fun time to go ahead and handle it. I'm not going to say like it wasn't a lot of work. I mean, because there has been a bit of time between certain episodes and how I do the processes for J360 TV now. You know, it's just, it's all about timing, you know, as you do know. And just seeing, like, what exactly can really run and what can't run right now. And indeed, as I do have some of the things played out, it's about time for this particular series to come back. And also, I'm looking at the way YouTube is, and you guys tell me, because a lot of y'all take the time to view YouTube and stuff. See, I do it, but, like, I'm not there all the time. I like to sit back and watch some movies, or I like to go ahead and, you know, watch some animations that I bought and all that kind of stuff. Like, hey, maybe I'm no different from Meg Thee Stallion, right? I'm black, strong, have a career all my own, and I watch anime. But yeah, you know, like, I always got a lot of things that I'm doing where I'm watching Blu-rays and DVDs, whereas I'm not streaming as much as, you know, the average person would be. So you guys tell me, has your YouTube viewership improved or lessened as of late because of all the stuff that they have been doing, such as, like, you know, all of the crazy ads they've been throwing around, or like trying to get people to sign up for YouTube Premium or YouTube TV? I mean, of course, since they have Sunday Ticket, I mean, a lot of people are going to go for that YouTube TV, but I don't know. It's just a unique time, I'd like to say. But as for me, I want to know, because as I keep putting the content on YouTube, even some of the J360 radio shows are syndicated to YouTube, which is the next big reveal of distribution around here. Yes, you can enjoy J360 radio content on YouTube. However, it can be hit and miss with one of the shows because alleged copyright. You know what I mean? And the funny part is that I've already made deals with the artists, and YouTube has an idea that I make deals with the artists. That's why those episodes keep landing. So it's like this. If they want to waste time and all that kind of stuff, regardless of whether episode is able to be aired or not, I mean, I think it's funny. Like, I'm looking at this kind of stuff because everybody thinks anything is a controversy nowadays, which is the whole point of this episode. And, like, when you call people out on it and their behaviors, and no matter how shiftless and tiresome they can be, they got the nerve to call you a hater. You know, it's not necessarily that you hate these people, no. It's the fact that, you know, whenever somebody does something wrong, whenever somebody is not utilizing common sense or actually being responsible, it's taken out on all of us. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's really a damn shame that it is. Like, we all have to take up the cause for somebody else's ignorance or stupidity, or for somebody who really did this shit thinking that they would never get caught for it. Because, dare I say it, there's a lot of brazen motherfuckers out here in the world, and it gets ridiculous sometime. Well, sometimes. Shit, what am I saying that for? It gets ridiculous a lot of the time. Like, you know, there was a moment where I talked about, like, how everybody was talking about Raygun, the alleged breakdancer from Australia, and how she single-handedly ruined that event to the point where the Olympics will not bring that back. As of right now, they won't. But, in you know, you find out that she wasn't even a breakdancer to qualify. She was, like, she was a ballroom dancer, and then she got involved because her husband was one of the judges in the qualifying run, which is already sus right there. And it's like, you know, I'm all for a good joke. I'm all for comedy. I mean, I am, really. But the thing about it is that there are times where I like to see things unfold and just be what it is. You know what I mean? Of course, people are going to make memes. People are going to do whatever they want to do that is perceived comedy, commentary and stuff. And as they should, but, like, you know, at the end of the day, some people just don't try anymore. They just don't try to be great, and they don't try to stick up to the label they gave themselves or anything, because they figure, hey, I can just get famous with infamy and notoriety. That is my celebrity right there. Because I'm able to do these things. Because I'm able to disrespect and all that kind of stuff. But you realize that it's not hard to do that, right? You realize that it's not hard to do any of those moves that Raygun was doing. And it was a big joke to her and all that stuff. And the stones and the arrogance surrounding that woman, too, on, like, everything that she's saying. Because she's trying really hard to make this into something bigger for herself. And even as I talk about it, the Streisand effect could come into full play and really boost her up. Like, everybody knows who she is. But it's a damn shame that nobody really thinks about who practiced for that event, who won that event, who actually understands that breakdancing can be a very competitive skill set. It can be a sport. It really can be, because all the exertion, all the moves and all. Like, if you're really upset about that kind of stuff, you know, or you're saying that breakdancing's not a sport, you've never practiced it. You only know, like, the loose things about it. It's kind of like when some people try to say graffiti is an art. It is, but it was utilized for very negative things out there in the streets. You know? For a while there, like, breakdancing kept, like, things in the street, like, very quiet at, you know, at certain points and stuff. Wasn't really a lot of gunplay as much as, like, it is, like, or going into the 90s and stuff when breakdancing, like, you know, kind of died out a little bit. And I say kind of because it was always around in different areas. You know what I'm saying? Especially over there in European countries. But now that the Summer Olympics are coming back in 2028, everybody's just making shit up now. They're trying to say, like, oh, you know, certain people aren't going to play anymore. The U.S. basketball team did not do all that hot. I mean, after all, even though they won the damn thing, right? You know? And then, like, of course, I like how the Olympics do try to bring in other events and stuff like that. I do like how, like, you know, Taekwondo became an event, and then, like, in Japan, karate and Taekwondo were an event, and then, like, you know, later on, I think Judo became an event, too, if I'm not mistaken, but, like, they're always trying to change, and change can be good sometimes, but there are people out there that don't see it that way. They like things to be the way they are, but when that boxing controversy that wasn't a controversy came out, everybody wanted to talk about that. You know, like, it turns out that the woman that was competing, she actually is a woman, but she has a higher testosterone count because apparently this shit matters now. It couldn't be that, you know, she was trained to box. She's very damn good at it. Pummeled the shit out of that Greek girl. At least I think she was Greek. But, you know, pummeled the shit out of her competition. And, you know, deserves that win. And now, because of all the stuff surrounding it, and this is women's boxing, too, which is funny, because, like, what about all that shit about men and women are equal, and, like, you know, we should all have the same sports and everything. This isn't intergender right here. This was just straight woman versus woman, you know? The other woman didn't have hands like the other woman did. And they try to make this shit into a controversy, and because of that, allegedly, like, boxing won't be in the Olympics. I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. But what I'm saying is, though, much like anything else, as I'm saying that stuff, I'm going to be considered a hater for that. Or I'm going to be considered anything derogatory in the book, because, hey, something in the popular genesis of things around us is being challenged. And as it should be. You know what I mean? I challenge a lot of things from time to time because I just know how this society is. And because some people will always look at it from that other side of the view, like I said, about infamy and all that stuff, they'll figure that, hey, this is the way for it to be very popular. This is the way for it, like, no, this needs to exist. And it's like, certain things don't. Like, for an example, like, did you see what they did with the census where they tried to change everyone's nationality and all? Like, you know, all the many countries that you could be from, you can select, but at the same time, it's like, you realize that collecting the census can be, much like collecting any form of data, is not 100% as easy as they like it to do. Yes, technology has gotten better to where you can do these things, but technology is also to the point where, as it is accurate, there are moments and ways to make more inaccuracies. Yeah, it's very true. And then there's that moment where we're supposed to be without labels, without barriers, without all these other things, right? And yet we still go ahead and we throw this stuff around. We still go ahead and use this stuff to define ourselves and all that bullshit. You know, for a society without labels, we damn sure know when to pull them, don't we? That's a shame. Ins and outs of things, you know, it's just really a sham. Or, like, we even do it to our media consumption, like the movies, music, and all that stuff that we do, such as, like, I told you guys about the Blu-rays and DVDs. I prefer physical media, whereas, like, somebody like Alan, or, well, I don't know, when we were arguing about it, well, debating, I should say, he prefers digital. And, I mean, that's good on him if he wants to. I'm not going to say, like I said, physical is not for everybody. I prefer physical because I believe in ownership. Some people like digital because allegedly it saves them room on physical copies of things. And then, you know, like, it's easier for them to move around. Problem with digital is, though, see, it used to be you could just log in and bring the game with you to any sort of console or any sort of system that you owned. But the thing is, that's a system that you own. You know, they make it seem like you don't go to somebody's house with the game and stuff like that. You know, to just chill with your friends and all that stuff like you used to back in the day. They make it seem like people are not as social like that. But we are, you know? And it's just really, really stupid how we got to this point. Because everything should be a choice, you know? But these businesses out here with their record-making profits and they're giving pizza parties every quarter to their, you know, slave labor. But I'm just kidding. They're employees. Though maybe I was right the first time. You know, because of that, they don't see it that other way. This is how, hey, guess what? Even though I make record-making profits, how can I save a buck? You know? But when you go ahead and you bring up a argument about this, of course there's going to be somebody that's chilling out or somebody that's for the argument, the other side of the argument, I should say, and they'll tell you, like, oh, you're this and you're that, and they'll use derogatory speech on you. That's hate. Whereas, like, it should be about the subject matter. Not me the person, not you the person. Subject matter. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're all here for. That's what we're talking about. We're not shutting down the conversation and stuff. We're just talking about this stuff. that's what it should be about. But once again, communication is really, really a fluid concept nowadays. Well, not even a fluid concept. Communication is a fucking joke in this society these days. And don't think that it isn't. It is. Like, when you pay attention to all this stuff, how like how people think they'll get more reliability out of a text message than they would, like, in terms of meeting and getting to know people, they think they'll get more reliability and more concrete out of a text message than actually meeting the person, talking to the person, and being on video chats with the person. Now, anything can be doctored, and almost everything's a risk, yes. But it's like this. If you don't have the ability to really just talk to somebody nowadays, do you know how fucked you are as a person? And I'm not talking about like there are people out there who don't have the ability to speak. You know, some are born mute, some are born like this and that. You know, but here's the thing, they manage to get their point across a lot better than some of these other damn people out here do. You know, the number one thing that I really can't stand about people sometimes is they always want to talk about they want to work together, but their ability to communicate is so shafted. Like, they'll say, like, oh, I don't give out my phone number. You can use my email. That's a red flag to me. I mean, like, what, are you robbing a bank or some shit? I'm like, uh-uh. If you want to work with me on any of these J360 projects or whatever, you got to be available. You got to be able to talk on that damn phone like I talk to you guys live and on the phone and everything. I don't have a problem communicating because communication is about 90% of what I fucking do. So, you know, like, whenever I see people do that stuff, they're like, I'm not comfortable, I'm not this and that. I'm not asking you to do anything that I wouldn't do. What the hell is wrong with you? Like, do better than this. See, this is moments where it seems like I'm bringing hater energy into this kind of stuff, but really, I'm just over here telling you that, you know, it's funny that you live in a fictional world like this, but when the real world comes a knocking, you're going to miss opportunities because of social phobias or whatever. You wouldn't have this social phobia if you faced it and if you managed to overcome it. There are people to this day that are anchored down by their challenges and limitations they imposed on themselves. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm talking to you able-bodied people out here. Because you know something, there are people that are disabled, but they still manage to find positions and ways to function a lot better than we able-bodied people do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be taxing to talk to people from time to time. I get that. There are moments where you have to deal with people who are in leadership positions that do not listen. I get that. But, you know, you got to be the one to be that change, and you got to be stronger than this stuff. What happened to resilience, man? Like, all this other crap and these excuses that we make sometimes, it's just another way to cop out or to go ahead and make, like, some sort of excuse to not do anything. And it's really, really stupid. The deflections are amazing in this society these days. You know, and it's not just dating. It could be, like, you know, working. It could be, like, anything in any form at any time. And, yeah, I'm going to talk about the flaws of communication because it seems to be, like, you know what? That's where all this stuff about misunderstanding hate speaks for itself. Like, when I talked about Meg Thee Stallion, you gotta also realize I never worked with Meg Thee Stallion before. You gotta also realize that Meg Thee Stallion is in practically in the same age group as I am, or she's about to hit 30 anyway, and, you know, I'm about to be on my way out soon enough, but it's like this. You know, I'm not gonna knock her success. I'm not intimidated by her or any woman's success. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that she's successful. But to be perfectly honest with you, can I criticize that She-Hulk episode she did? Oh, yeah. Can I criticize, like, when she was over there twerking at Kamala Harris's rally and stuff like that? Eh, somewhat. But, I mean, like, I'm not surprised, though. If anybody who hasn't heard that song, WAP, is now surprised about anything that Meg Thee Stallion does these days, come on, man. Come on, you know, like, people will be excited and outraged about anything nowadays. I mean, like, even if you, like, I'm just remembering that I live in the day and age where you couldn't even have a barbecue without some damn Karen showing up and being outraged about you being well within your rights to have a barbecue. Or selling water or any of this other stuff. It's just, People are fucked, man. It's just cracked beyond repair, and they're happily taking it out on everybody, and it's so sad. Like, stuff like that, that's pretty much hate right there. You know? But you see, like, just because you have an opinion about things, or just like, you know, say like those of you that loved the Deadpool and Wolverine movie, that's a wonderful way to look at it. But those of you that did not like the Deadpool and Wolverine movie, once again, you're not hurting anybody. The movie still made its money, regardless of whether you liked it or loved it or whatever. Right? But as you talk about certain things and as you look at certain things, it's okay to have that conversation. And then there are people out there who don't seem to understand that. I mean, like, there are moments where it's funny, though. Like, you'll see it on YouTube all the time where everybody's doing the commentary, everybody's doing the hate, everybody's saying this and that. You know, like, some people are still making videos about Boogie. Hell, like, if anything, Boogie's more or less like the new EDP or something like that. And I'm not saying that because of the crime or alleged crimes that surround them and stuff, even though EDP's is not alleged. But it's because all those career crusaders out there, everybody wanting to be Batman or something like that to catch him in the act, fucked up the case so much that he can never be tried for it. Or like anything that Boogie does, you'll never believe him because he's a pathological liar. These are people on the internet who, once again, think that they're untouchable. Everybody on the internet's got somebody that just dislikes them for whatever reason it could be. Even me. Even like, you know, even like somebody who has like 100 subscribers can have a whole bunch of haters simply because of no reason. And do we use that energy to keep us growing? Well, you should. You never really should pay attention to anybody like that who isn't going to give you a good argument or a good conversation out of the whole deal. And then once again, there's nothing in the rule book of life that says that you need to agree with everybody 100%. That's where we're all kind of fucked up when it comes to men and women relationships and stuff. Because there are men out here that are falling over, believing what anything a woman says, unaware that a woman is a living human being just like a man is. What make you think that a woman doesn't lie as much as a man does? You understand what I'm saying? For every shitty man out here, and I'm not talking about, like, you know, fecal material and stink. I'm talking about for every terrible man out here, there is an equal and most likely now, for lack of better words, let's just say dirtier woman out here. See, the thing about it is where you fight with a man and a man fights dirty, there's some women out here that are damn sure evil with the shit. And they've been doing it for quite some time that it became like a thing. I mean, granted, like, how many Tyler Perry movies do you have to see where the evil, you know, the evil other girlfriend is and all that kind of stuff, arrogant, fucked up, and then all of a sudden when things come crashing down, they had that breakdown. But of course, this is other movies too and stuff like that. But, you know, and I'm just using that as a reference because this is technically a movie show too. But it's like, you see it all over the place, y'all. And it's really a damn shame why people can't hold people accountable on different things, why people can't speak the truth about things. But we've always had like a weird relationship with the truth, haven't we? Yeah. But I'm letting you all know this stuff because the truth is that pay attention to everything around you. Ask questions about different things. Realize that, you know, certain groups out here and certain things are not for you. Which, another thing I want to say this, gentlemen, my young gentlemen out here, or people in the same age group as me and older, because there are a lot of older people out there that are still trying to find that one too. Let's be perfectly honest this. If a girl tells you that she's busy, chances are she is busy. But if she's really busy to the point that she's not taking the time to talk to you, and she somehow manages to go to like places like the Poconos and all that stuff, it's a wrap. Don't even try to talk to this person no more. You know what I'm saying? Know when to leave, know when to hang it up. Or like, if you feel as though you're getting the runaround and stuff like that, chances are you probably are. Or if it gets to this case where it feels like you're in a qualifying run for the Olympic Games or some shit, wrap it up. Because, you know, like, there are things where people will get you running around for entertainment, get you doing all these stupid snipe quests and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, you know the ones, the initiation things and stuff. They get you to do this shit because it's empowering to them, and where at the same time, it's like, guess what? Women don't do these things to people they like and they're interested in. They do these to people that think they have a shot with them and stuff, and they have to go ahead and sell themselves out, mistreat themselves as a form of entertainment. And nowadays, these motherfuckers are out here filming it and putting it on TikTok, YouTube, and any social media network. And it's a damn shame, too. See, they wouldn't like it if you used that against them, because now you're a jerk, you're being a hater, and all that kind of stuff. Am I right or wrong? Isn't it fucked up how we got to this point, and it just ruined everything? Because there are some very, very, very misanthropic people out here. And, like, even then, some of them don't even know they're being misanthropic in a way. Like, I saw this one where this one chick, I shouldn't say chick, but fuck it, I'm gonna say what I want to say. She was over here talking about, like, you know, misogyny is a strange thing. How are you gonna treat a boy better than a woman? Well, there are plenty of them that do, and here's the thing. They're also the people that you wear rainbows for every fucking June. Right? But while we're on the subject here, if you are really a terrible individual, if you're a terrible woman and stuff like that, for all of the wrong shit and how you treat people, I think you deserve to get a little bit of that, you know, misogyny and stuff like that. Because Miss Andre, nobody wants to talk about that, is the irrational hatred of men. Whereas at the end of the day, you know, we all should really put our bullshit aside and actually work together, because men and women are meant to complement each other. Do you see what I'm saying? That's where the whole 50-50 argument comes from. It doesn't come from, like, oh, you pay for half the dinner tonight and I pay for half the dinner tonight. No, it doesn't. Not necessarily. It's like, you know what, guess what? If you are taking center stage about something, I got your back. If I'm taking center stage about something, you got my back. And there's nobody else getting in the way about it. You know what I'm saying? But of course, you know, there are people out there that love to have other people chime in and embarrass their significant other. And it's like this. Hold up now. That's my woman, and I'll be happily saying what I need to say about her. You let her talk and let her get her speech out of here. You know what I'm saying? Let's listen to what she has to say. But you see, nobody wants to hear that stuff. And the vice versa can be said for the man, too. Like all those empowerment speeches you see in, like, a lot of those Lifetime movies, Tyler Perry movies and stuff like that. Try to use them in real life, but not that long. Some of them can go a little long. But what I'm saying is, you know, in a relationship, the ones that are actually in the relationship, you know, they're supposed to have each other's back. That's the point. There are people that go too far. There are people that say, well, I'm the man. You obey me and stuff like that. There are people who do these things and they're fucking assholes. But a lot of y'all seen that. Like when I debunked the whole thing about the alpha male and the high value man and all that kind of stuff. Or the woman that she has six figures and can never be attained and all that bullshit. Like, no man on this earth really gives a fuck about what the hell you bring home. No real man, anyway. Unless it's the man that you're trying to change, and he does the I have no money hug hold that I see a lot of men do at the movie theater all the time, then that's a little different. You know? But at the end of the day, we all pick our mates much in the same way we pick our jobs, much in the same that we choose our whole things in our lives and stuff like that. Like, and the thing about it is, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but you find another way to make it work, right? You're going to fail. I mean, at least just have some dignity about it and admit that you did. You know? But nobody wants to dive into that. And I know I'm talking about these things in broad strokes. But I also know, like, a lot of this stuff is because we just can't handle our own failures sometimes. So that's why we gotta hate on people. That's why we gotta rib on people. Or you know what? Things have not popped off for us. We wonder why we can't come to terms with it. So we gotta keep on going at people in the most derogatory way possible. See, the thing about it is, with me, though, I go after stuff because sometimes it's blatantly stupid. You know, like, is it solving the problem? Okay, if that solves this problem today, then what the hell is tomorrow's problem going to be? Or, you know, like, there are some things that get passed in Congress that you're like, why in the fuck would you need to pass this thing when you know damn well we all need clean air and clean water to survive? Why do we have to go to committee about this shit?
Oh, it gets in the way of productivity.
No, it doesn't. It gets in the way of people who do not want to be responsible. Or, you know, like certain things and certain choices that are in play. Like, if you ease off of, let's say, you know, owning DVDs and Blu-rays and you go into streaming full time. Say, like, there's a certain movie that you'll never get any access to because they don't have a print of it, they don't have the licensing for it. You know, did you really win at that point? Because, see, like, you could have found that DVD and you could have bought it and you could have used it until, like, Disrod or whatever the hell comes in. You know, Al sent me a link about that, and I looked at it and I said, yeah, whatever. Because you know why? Because if you take care of your stuff good enough, your items will last. But you got to also remember this. Don't be a prude and just keeping them in, like, plastic containers and stuff like that, you know? Actually use what you have. That's what I say, you know? And if things are not going to last forever, well, hey, welcome to the real world. Nothing lasts forever. You understand what I'm saying? It's just interesting, because, like, if everybody went for one thing, yeah, they got control over you now. You know, it's always good to be keeping, like, an eye on the collective of things, but also remember the individuality of things. By also remembering that not everybody's going to be for you, and that everybody out here is always trying to copycat off of people, and those that usually criticize, you know, criticism can be a way of trying to improve things, too. It's not all hatred. It's not all derogatory. Now, if it comes out and it really cuts you and guts you in some sort of way, you need to go ahead and take some time away from the internet and get that stronger skin and, like, you know, get like, really, really tough about things. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I hate to say that, too, entirely, because there are people out here that are like, so you're basically telling us to be strong, to be masculine, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, toxic masculinity is a fucking joke in its own right, too. There's nothing toxic about being masculine. I mean, it can be if you're trying to do what was his name? He called himself the War Horse or something like that. He had, like, a tied-up beard, and he hated women so much that he was an abuser. Of course he was. And then not to mention, like, he made himself seem like he was this great alpha male that, once again, everybody was jealous of him. When it turns out, all those business ventures he was going into, he had no damn experience in. He didn't know how to even run a business, let alone running a tattoo parlor, and or even making tattoos, and he got a nerd to open up a store for that. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind, dude? And you should really look it up sometime. I think, what was his name? Was it McCabe or something like that? Or like, anyway, if you put in Warhorse, you'll find out who it was, but the idea that there are people out here that are, you know, delusional enough to do this kind of stuff, that's a problem too. You see? Even though those that want to win and those that want to be innovators, they got to have a little bit of delusion in them in order to actually see their ideas come together and all that. But, I don't know, it's like the duality of man, or the duality of even being a human being on this planet sometimes. Like, we're all, like, eat, sleeping, and breathing contradictions these days. You know what I'm saying? So, it just gets you thinking from time to time, how do we go about this? And it's well within your rights to speak. Right? So, anytime you see, like, derogatory messages and all that kind of stuff being said at you, you also realize that there are people that just love to react to shit, too. Which is, you know, no. Which makes, sometimes it makes an entertaining argument, and then all of a sudden they start going a little bit too far with it. Like I said before, going at you for who you are as a person and your family and all that other stuff. But at the same time, you gotta also be remembering they don't know who the hell your family is, so, you know, don't bring them up into the shit. You know what I mean? You just gotta know how to do it. But yeah. I'm like, this is so dumb. But don't ever let anybody bully you into silence, and don't let anybody ever say, oh, you're mad about all this stuff. You're damn right I'm mad about it. Like, if my rent goes up for no damn reason, and these people felt brazen enough not to tell me about it, and they don't want to give me any sort of answer about stuff, you damn right I'd be fucking pissed about it. Or, like, say, like, if it was something I was passionate about, such as, like, AI trying to take over filmmaking and all that stuff, and, like, SAG not doing a damn thing to make it better for the ones that want to be in this industry, that are dying to be in this industry, that are over here trying to make the new icons and all that stuff, you damn right. Or Cartoon Network, and how Warner Brothers is pretty much out to destroy it, even though that's a buzz kind of thing right there. It's not a buzzword, it's a buzz statement. It's one of those generalizations that don't make no fucking sense. Because Warner Brothers is not trying to destroy it. Warner Brothers is over there trying to consolidate. And as they are consolidating, they're doing this in public and they're telling you about it, which is one thing you don't do. You know, if I was to tell you that I was consolidating something, you know, chances are I either have already done this shit, or, you know, I have plans within here to get rid of a show or not. And as far as I'm concerned, like, all the shows are fine. There doesn't even need to consolidate. I will tell you this, though. Jams 98 is still accepting submissions. So, any of y'all that want to send your submissions, you know, email j360jams@gmail.com. I need two tracks, and they must be MP3 or WAV files, okay? I can't do nothing with Spotify links and all that stuff, except for promote ya. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got to also send a link that you're looking to actually grow and sell you, because I know a lot of y'all are going for Spotify, I know a lot of y'all are going for Bandcamp, YouTube, or Apple Music, like, whichever you want to go about it, that's your choice. I mean, this is your representation right here. Yeah, my words are kind of flubbing tonight, but it's just a lot to cover, guys, and not only that, I'm also working on that fourth show right now, so, you know, just doing a little bit of juggling right now. But like I said before, like, even the whole thing with Cartoon Network is the content went to Max. You know, it would be really cool, like, if Max actually had a Cartoon Network selection that you can go to on it, which I think they're probably trying to do, you know, but the way people don't really take the time to fine tune and cover all their bases when they do a lot of our breaking news and all that jazz. But yeah, I did see it though. Boomerang is no longer on streaming networks. At least in this country, but yeah. But Boomerang doesn't bother me because I got that animation collection, though. Yeah, I love it. Like, even like right now, I got the Tex Avery collection on, man. You know, like, that dude was far ahead of his time. Now, granted, some of his cartoons have a little bit of racism in it, but then again, what doesn't, right? I mean, of course, that is the source for another episode. Oh, yeah, we're going to be racist in the next few, in the next J-Man episode. We finally made it, y'all! Because, you see, according to this episode and a lot of episodes I did earlier, I'm a certified hater. Which, by the way, it's cool to see that I can get accreditation for having an opinion.
You're listening on Red Circle. The ads are right here.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I'm not a hater. I just always try to say this. Look. We can improve. We can be better than what we are. We can be a lot more honest about the things that surround us. Or, you know what? How come we can't fucking admit we're wrong? or how we go about these things wrong. Like how certain relationships go wrong and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's just like that relationship didn't work out because me and that woman did not see eye to eye and it ended and we should be happy it did. Hopefully we find better people that actually respect us and accommodate us. And if we don't, well, then we're the ones that fucked it up, right? Dare I say it? The list goes on and on. But, you know, like, whenever I do these things or whenever I make these shows and stuff like that, I'm pretty well aware of what I'm doing and very responsible about it. You know? It's just like what I said about the Borderlands movie. If you look at that movie, really, did you think it was going to win anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked at it, and then I remember the games, and it doesn't seem to hold a candle to the games, but the games are doing fine as a franchise anyway. So, if anything, we just scratch that one off. We don't worry about that one no more. I mean, it's kind of like the... Yeah, and by the way, respect to my friend AG for bringing this up. He runs the, but, you know, AG's wild for this one. I recently did a crossover episode for him. Well, not for him, with him. And, here's the thing. I can't believe he brought these two movies up. One was Tekken, which was a decent film. Even though, like, Tekken has such a huge roster now, it... the only ones that are ever going to get any screen time is really the Mishima family. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's some that will get an occasional mention. Like, Christy got a big role in it, but, you know, it just did not work like it was supposed to. But I'll tolerate that movie before I ever tolerate Tekken 2. Tekken 2 was just, come on, man. That is what happens when you have the rights to a movie. When you have the rights to a movie and you just figure as though that you can just run this movie like right here and there, and that it just sucks. Because it wasn't really a Tekken movie. Like, you wouldn't have known that it was a Tekken movie until, like, the very end of it, or unless you saw, like, the title of it. And it says Kazuya's Revenge, and then you realize you're dealing with Kazuya, who goes by the name of K, and he has a, he has amnesia and all that stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking this, I'm like, wow, this movie actually fucking sucks. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, I can't. Not with this. Not with this. Oh, man. But the first one, though, yeah, I like the first one. And then, because there was an actual tournament in it, you actually did get to see Jen in there, and Jen actually had the gloves, I mean, the Tekken gloves. And then, you know what, he went ahead and he beat the, yes, he did. He beat the living snot out of his father. That's what I want to see. That's the whole point of Tekken, right? You know, it's just interesting how we got to this point, especially regarding certain things, but yeah. But you see, that was a decent film. However, the other side of the spectrum is when he sent me the KOF movie. And you know what? The KOF movie is one of those game movies that should always remain buried. That movie sucked. I was like, what the hell? Oh my god, I can't believe this came back into our lives. And it did. And it did. And I was like, no. Because everything about it was just ridiculous. You know, like, I mean, I love Maggie Q, so I'm already buying it. Does Maggie Q hold a candle to being Mai Shiranui? Tall order. Because Mai Shiranui, there are women who can pull off that body type and can battle too. But nah, not Maggie Q. Maggie Q cannot be Mai. She could be, I would say she could be King, but you know what? Like SNK King, not King from Tekken, alright? Stay with me. But, yeah, like, that movie was just really bad. And it had the most terrible fucking Terry Bogard I have ever seen in my life. I was like, no, this movie is wrong. I mean, they did get Yori right, but, oh, God, no, just that movie was just terrible. I try to give it benefit of the doubt, but you know, much like Tekken, the roster for KOF is so huge and so varied. You know, and it also depends on what section of the series we're talking about. So, yeah, it just didn't do so good. I would put the Double Dragon movie over the KOF movie. Or hell, I would probably put DOA over the KOF movie, and even then, well, you know, some of those women in the DOA movie were pretty fabulous. Even though, like, Kasami was... Nah, Devon Aoki cannot be, like, Kasami. You understand what I'm saying? She can, she looks the part, but there's something in the front that's lacking. Just saying. But a lot of them women on there, they were pretty attractive. So, I mean, that's what that got going for it. But, you know, I was going to dive into those movies again, like, at some point now, because we are getting a lot of video game movies in the spectrum of things. And, you know, like, the new Sonic movie is coming our way soon enough, so that's why one of the main reasons I want Summer to hurry the hell up and get out of here. Because I am ready for that damn Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Shadow's in it, Sonic's in it, of course, and then, like, you know, they're about to have that face-off. The memories of Sonic Adventure 2 are just coming back in full swing, and I'm here for it. Do you see what I'm saying? Oh, by the way, another shout-out to AG, by the way. I hope he's still running front row negative the way he's supposed to. My man was killing it. I miss being on that show. You know, I would love to come back sometime. But, yeah, y'all. So, as I'm working on getting on this new series here taken care of, and I wanted to give a nice shout-out to AG about it, but... Oh, those two movies. Well, okay. Tekken we can put on the shelf, but KOF needs to go back to the Sea of the Damned, and the Borderlands movie is going to go along with it. Those are two parts of Pandora's box we don't need to open. You know? Just saying. Of course, though, with the way SNK is coming back in a nice renaissance right now, especially since, you know, they are open to working with Capcom again, and we might get a Capcom versus SNK collection... I would love to see SNK dive into more animated features again, and I would like to see them do like a remake of the Fatal Fury one and also a remake of the Samurai Showdown one. The Samurai Showdown one was, I don't know, it was, see, 1994 was such a, it was in the 90s. I don't think it was 1994 though, but it could have been a lot better than what it was, you know what I'm saying? And SNK had like, worse money problems than Capcom did at the time. So it's one of those kind of things to think about. Like, if they can go ahead and ride off that renaissance and give us some pretty good productions and stuff, we might be in for something really good. And if they need a voiceover, hell, I'll go for that. I know we're over that 45 minute. I just wanted to go ahead and dive into that a little bit. But what I'm saying is, though, in this whole thing, you can't stop people from being assholes. The best thing you can do is try to give them one thing they least expect. A conversation about it. Get them to elaborate. Get them to talk. Like, here's the thing. Everybody needs to talk. Needs to associate better. I mean, you can go ahead and make an excuse of why not to do it. But I'm going to tell you that it's more beneficial if you did do it. You get what I'm saying? And hopefully we can improve and become better. Because not everybody that has an opinion is a hater. And not every hater, you know, sticks to an opinion. So that's one of them things to look forward to. Also, when it comes to hate... You gotta actually be malicious against somebody to actually use that. So just don't use it. But as we go about this, guys, I gotta go ahead and wrap it up here. This is J-Man signing off. Remember what I said about Jams 98. And take care of yourselves until we meet again, alright? Peace.